want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chimichangas. When I was growing up in Illinois, about an eon ago, we began to have an influx of people from Mexico move into our small community. I actually grew up in a place of only 250 residents that sat between two small towns. One was Mundelein and the other Diamond Lake. We were in West Shore Park, which was on the west shore of Diamond Lake. The folks from Mexico built a bodega and a restaurant to service the growing community. My mother was quick to become a client of both. The restaurant was named El Barrio and the market La Bodega, naturally. Luckily, she brought me along for the ride. I was instantly a fan of the Mexican cooking as done then and there. Years flew by. Janet and I moved to Key West. It was there that we experienced the marvel of a chimichanga. We would hit the beach up the Keys about 40 minutes to the north on Bahia Honda and return famished. There was a small kind of hippie cafe on Truman Avenue near White Street that made a chicken-stuffed version of chimichangas. Those gut busters might have put 10 pounds on me that summer. Recently, my friend and celebrity chef cookbook author Ingrid Hoffman wrote a book titled Latin Comfort Foods Made Healthy. She has a recipe in there for baked chimichangas that might fit my metabolism better in these later years I'm in. She looks great. And having a chef dial down on the fat can be a smart thing in our increasingly desk-chained days. She promises to keep the flavors. From the looks of what I've tagged to cook soon, she has. For those who are as of yet uninitiated to the dish of chimichanga, it is usually a deep-fried burrito. You won't find it in many cookbooks dedicated to Mexican cookery. It is more of a border dish, and some purists greet it with scorn as such. The Mexican versus Tex-Mex argument has been raging for decades. It's a wrong-headed debate, according to Rob Walsh, who wrote The Tex-Mex Cookbook, A History in Photos and Recipes. I had the pleasure of sharing a table with Mr. Walsh, and it was a feast in more than one sense of the word. Fresh from hours of swimming in the Florida sunshine and rocking waves of the salty water, we tucked into our first encounters with chimichangas with gusto. Food historians often pinpoint it to being a Tucson creation. The dish is typically prepared by filling a flour tortilla with a range of ingredients, most commonly rice, cheese, beans, machaca, dried meat, carne adobada, marinated meat, carne seca, dried beef, or shredded chicken. This is then folded into a rectangular package. It is then deep fried. You can go with your personal favorites. Some choose any and all between salsa, guacamole, sour cream, and or cheese. The words chimi and changa come from two Mexican Spanish terms, chamuscado, which means seared, and changa, and that is about as far as we're going to go on that one's etymology. Some say that Miss Monica Flynn, the founder of the Tucson, Arizona restaurant El Charo, accidentally dropped a burrito into her restaurant's deep-fat fryer in 1922. She immediately began to utter a Spanish profanity, beginning with chi, but quickly stopped herself and instead exclaimed chimichanga, a Spanish equivalent of thingamajig. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.